The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has been in the news lately, not always for good reasons. They came under fire for giving business loans to a company that's moved jobs out of Wisconsin to Mexico. Now they're making headlines for almost $5 million in delinquent loans.
Here to talk about this news is Tom Held. He's a reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Well, let's start with the latest. New figures show that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has almost $5 million in delinquent loans this quarter. What's the story there?
Well, the WEDC provides loans to businesses throughout the year, and in many cases, they will defer the first payment on those loans to the first to January 1st. And a lot of these loans go to companies that don't have capital or a lot of capital because they're startups, and they tend to miss that first payment. Then WEDC does the usual bill collection procedures. They send reminders, and then ultimately they would try to pursue the money through judgments, through court action if necessary.
And a spokesman from that agency said this is common for the third fiscal quarter. Why is that? Because of the deferred loans you talked about?
Because of the deferred loans, yeah, the way they structure them. So a loan that's issued in July, for example, you might not have to make that first payment in January. And if you're a startup company, you don't have cash flow, that first payment may be one you miss. That seems a little strange to me as well, but that's the explanation we've gotten from WEDC. And again, these are companies that, if they had the capital or the cash in hand, they wouldn't be seeking loans through the WEDC.
Now, any sense how these numbers compare to past years when it comes to loan delinquency?
Right, they match the same sort of bump that took place a year ago in the third quarter, which runs from January through the end of March. What's interesting to me is they're a fairly big percentage of the total loan portfolio. If you look at it, in 2014, the WEDC issued $19 million in loans, and then in 2013, it was 14.7. So when you have upwards of $5 million in loans delinquent, that's a pretty big share of that portfolio. It's something I think that people want to be watching, because ultimately these loan dollars are tax dollars that are funneled to WEDC.
And talking along the same lines of delinquency, some new numbers also showing delinquent performance reports. What are those?
Those are the reports that companies are supposed to provide or required to provide when they receive a loan from the WEDC or tax credits from WEDC. There are certain requirements that they have to meet: jobs created, jobs retained. They have to show how that money was spent. And those reports are not being filed in a timely fashion.
Now, those numbers are causing Assembly Minority Speaker Peter Barca some concern, since WEDC funds are public. What is Peter Barca said?
Well, I think this goes back to Scott Walker creating WEDC from the Department of Commerce and a couple other departments, and this whole idea that the lack of oversight and the lack of transparency, I think, has been an issue since that was taken. And that's what Peter Barca, who's a member of the board of WEDC, has been talking about. David Hansen, another Democratic legislator, is also trying to make some changes there. And his recent legislation would apply or impact the way the tax credits are issued.
We're talking right now with Tom Held, a reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal, about some recent concerns about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And yesterday, a spokesman for WEDC said they were going to review tax breaks that WEDC gave to a company that plans to move jobs from Wisconsin to Mexico. What company are we talking about here?
That's Eaton Corporation, which is a giant company. It's based in Ireland. It has over 100,000 employees worldwide and sales of $22 billion. In Wisconsin, they're probably best known for a division that they have in Waukesha called Cooper Power Systems. It's a local company that they bought a few years ago. What the jobs that they're moving to Mexico were in their Watertown factory, and the employees there were making electric circuits, printed circuits.
Do we know why these jobs have been moved from Wisconsin to Mexico?
Get beyond the business speak, it's cheaper. You know, it's more, you know, companies are looking to increase their profit margins. So if they can produce a product and, at a lower cost and sell it at a higher cost, that's their ultimate motivation.
Now, this is a no-no for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to be giving tax credits to companies that outsource jobs. So if WEDC knows this, if Eaton knows this, why did it happen?
Because no-no is subject to interpretation. What the WEDC rules are that you cannot take money, a tax credit from WEDC and directly use those dollars to load up the trucks and move the manufacturing equipment and put those jobs in Mexico. The tax credits that Eaton Corporation received was for an entirely different project. It was to build a research facility in Menominee Falls. So they could argue that the dollars that they received through those tax credits were not in any way involved in the production that's being moved to Mexico. And that, you know, as the rules stand now with the WEDC, seems to meet the no-no test, if not the smell test.
So let's say WEDC reviews this, it doesn't look good, it's not in line with what they allow, what happens?
That's a great question. I would have to check on that. My guess is that they would request those that Eaton Corporation refund those tax credits. And when you look at it, this is a company that had profits last year of $1.8 billion. The tax credits are $370,000. It's somewhat surprising to me that companies like this with, you know, if you look at WEDC as an agency that's geared to assist startups and entrepreneurs, that might be something to look at as well.
Any sense about how community leaders are reacting to this news?
I haven't heard much about it. I think it is significant. You do have objections from some labor groups, from some Democrats in the legislature, and then Robert Craig and Citizen Action of Wisconsin have been raising the charge about this. But I think, you know, the unfortunate reality is these kinds of things happen often, and it's a business as usual. Modine Manufacturing, another large company in Wisconsin based in Racine, just announced that it was going to close a plant in Iowa and move those jobs. Some of them will go to a plant in Missouri, and some will go to a plant in Mexico. So where they can find their lower costs and increase their profit margins, that's where businesses are going to send their jobs.
Now, looking back at its track record, WEDC hasn't always had smooth sailing. What kind of issues have they run into in the past?
Well, in the past, they've had significant turnover in their upper management, and then certain questions about their accountability and their transparency and just the management. However you want to describe what has happened with these delinquent loans, and while that always happens in the third quarter, it's still, to me, again, it's a significant part or portion of the portfolio, and that those dollars now are not coming back unless those companies do start making payments and WEDC can't collect on them.
They do have a board meeting set to happen tomorrow. Any idea what's going to come up?
Yeah, a couple of things that stood out, or one thing that stands out, is the proposed merger of WEDC and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Now, that was included in Governor Walker's budget. The last thing I saw in that, though, is that they were going to pull that out of the budget and try to take that up as separate legislation.
Now, that has been a concern for Peter Barca, among others, in terms of maybe changing some of the governance. What would happen to the board if that merger happens?
I think that would yet to be determined. Those details on how that would be structured and how the board would be put together would have to be laid out in the legislation, however that's negotiated as it goes through the Assembly and the Senate.
How long do you expect it to take WEDC to sort out some of these reports about outsourcing and tax credits from Eaton?
I think it'll be ongoing. You know, Eaton would be a pretty simple one, probably within a few weeks. Their review is going to be contacting Eaton Corporation and asking them, you know, what's happening there. The companies themselves are the ones that have to provide the certification that they didn't use the dollars to outsource jobs. So you do have a little bit of the fox guarding the hen house on that account. But I think as long as you have public dollars that are being utilized in this way, you're going to have questions, whether they're valid or not. And I think that's probably a good thing. We want to be holding these sort of quasi-governmental agencies accountable.
Tom, thanks a lot for being with us today.
You're welcome.
That was Tom Held, reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal. He was with us to talk about recent concerns about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.